The quiet and chilly weather pattern is locked in place across the Northeast. It was locked in place last week. That's the way it was over the weekend, and that's the way it is right now. And much of this week will remain on the tranquil side. I don't see any big storms in sight, and temperatures will be a bit on the cool side for this time of year as we go through the next several days. The next storm opportunity looks to come in either later on Friday or more likely over the weekend. There's still plenty of time to watch that one. At this point, indications are that despite the cold weather that we're going to have all week, as the next storm comes at us, temperatures will warm up, and that means it's a decent opportunity for a rain coming up at some point over the weekend, though it's certainly possible that there will be some wintry elements to that storm. It's still way, way down the road, so there's plenty of time to keep an eye on that. We will, of course, update you as the week moves along. But before we get to the weekend, we're looking at cool temperatures, and temperatures today were basically near seasonable levels, basically middle to upper 30s across the area. The normal high at Albany for this week is around 37 or 38 degrees, and that's about where we will be, or just a few degrees cooler than that as we go through the next several days. So it certainly does feel cool. It's not way off the mark for this time of year. Of course, it is December. So moving into tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy to mainly clear skies. We'll see temperatures fall back into the single digits in teens across the area. Areas that have a deeper snowpack will have a better opportunity to get a little bit colder tonight, but it's basically just going to be a chilly night all around. Moving into the day tomorrow, we're looking at another quiet day. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. A little bit cloudier north and west of Albany, a little bit brighter from the capital region on south and east. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon should make it up into the 20s and 30s, probably a few degrees below what is average for this time of year. We'll keep things mainly quiet tomorrow night into Wednesday, though a little disturbance comes through. I can't rule out a few flurries or a few light snow showers in that time frame. Again, I'm not talking about a big snowstorm or anything like that, but it's certainly possible that we see a little bit of a flurry activity tomorrow night into Wednesday, and even on Thursday, there might be a couple of flurries or snow showers. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, continued cold with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cold with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, for tonight, mostly clear and cold, with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and chilly, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the single digits to lower teens. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, with a chance of flurries, breezy with highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries or some snow showers and highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.